It's the Money Matters Radio Network. Call in toll-free to ask your financial questions at 888-205-2263 or log on to moneymattersboston.com.
We are back with the Money Matters Radio Network. Check us out on the web, www.moneymattersboston.com or moneymattersradio.net. You can tune in the Boston area every day at WBNW AM 1120 out of Needham. If you're in the Cape Cod area, WPLM AM 1390 in Plymouth. And if you're in Worcester, WESO AM 970 out there in Southbridge. And it is now 5 o'clock. My name is Brian Joyce. I will be with you for one more hour. And our guest for this hour is a nice woman by the name of Belinda Fuchs, who runs a company called Own Your Money. And you can check her out on the web at www.ownyourmoney.com. Belinda, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us about ownyourmoney.com. What do you do? What kind of services do you provide?
Okay, let's see. What do I do? It's all about saving marriages, changing lives, one bank account at a time. I am just really honored and blessed to be able to be helping people with such a challenging topic for them in their lives. And it's about helping the mostly women, couples, and business owners to be more empowered with their money. Oftentimes, people are living in fear with it. And so instead, it's about shifting that whole paradigm to get their life organized when it comes to money, spend better, maximize their income, clear their emotional blocks with money. I call it our BS. It stands for belief systems with money. But basically, what it is it's people holding themselves back when it comes to money. And for business owners, it has a huge impact, too, because they're often undercharging for their services.
Well, living in America in 2010, I mean, money matters certainly are. It's one of the biggest concerns. I mean, you talk about married couples, and the studies show that that's a significant worry for a lot of married people.
Oh, it is. And I'd say more than half of my clients are couples, and it's a very emotional topic. I mean, we say that it is a significant cause of divorce, along with, you know, it's money, sex, communication, and they're all very much related to each other, because when they're not communicating at all, or when they're not communicating especially about money, it's just this huge elephant in the room that oftentimes people don't want to talk about. And I was just on the phone last night with a couple who had contacted me about becoming a client, because they said, we just can't keep going like this anymore. Like, we literally bring out our checkbooks, and this was the husband talking. He said, my wife is almost in tears just to have to talk about this, because they're just not sure how to be paying their bills. And what's especially interesting, though, is that many of my clients would be considered affluent people. You know, it's not like people are necessarily living paycheck to paycheck and at minimum wage. You know, most of my clients are over, say, combined income over $100,000, $200,000, even over $600,000 that they're bringing in, but yet they're feeling broke.
So would you say, are you adhering to money can buy happiness or can't, or is it just a huge gray area?
That's a funny question.
Yeah. That's what people want to know. Can I ever buy my way out of my problems?
If you hire me, it's a great start.
There you go. There's the plug. Check her out. OwnYourMoney.com. Belinda Fuchs. Actually, she has a telephone number, too. 617-268-0600. What sort of impact do you see with people who say, let their finances spiral out of control? You know, do you see recurring problems? Are there certain traits you can recognize straight away?
Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, there's a fundamental emotional challenge that's holding them back. So they may be an avoider, they may be a procrastinator, and they may just think, like, almost like they're lying to themselves that somehow it's just going to get better. It's almost like a lottery syndrome, and they don't necessarily think they're going to win the lottery, but, oh, it's going to be an inheritance, or, oh, it's going to be a promotion, or, oh, it's going to be a bonus. And what I've noticed in this economy is just that all of that is decreasing. You know, the bonuses have been decreasing, people are getting furloughs, pay cuts, one of the spouses losing a job oftentimes, and all of a sudden they're totally squeezed. And what's been happening, though, is that people may have gotten often, and I even found this before I started this business, is that I got lax about it. I made plenty of money, and I felt like I was saving some and I didn't really pay attention to my spending. And I see people doing that all the time. Yet what ends up happening is that they're often living out of their means and they don't even know it. So I've had couples come to me and say, well, we've been accumulating some debt through home equity line and credit card, and they've been so afraid to even just put it all down on one piece of paper. And so I have templates to help them through it and all that sort of stuff so that they're not starting with a blank sheet to figure it out. Because in just a few years, I have one couple that accumulated $80,000. And that may seem like a big number, yet if it's about $2,000 a month, so once we finally put down their cash flow on paper, it was a matter of bringing in $8,000 and spending $10,000 a month.
And you're absolutely correct.
And they have three kids. I mean, it adds up.
A lot of people are just scared just to put it in writing because they don't want to actually physically look at it.
Right.
And there is that avoidance.
Right. And it becomes real when it's on a piece of paper. When it's not on a piece of paper and they just have a feeling that it's not so good, or they do, they should on themselves, which is where they're saying, I should do this, I should make these changes. And what I find is the challenge especially is that when they're so in that distraction of what they could or should be doing, then it's taking them away from being as effective as they can be in their job, in their relationships, in their whole life, because they're constantly thinking, oh, there's something else that I could be doing to preserve and thrive my financial future, yet I'm not doing it.
And how did you get into this field? Were you a financial advisor yourself, or did you come from a completely different side of business? Or
that's a great question. I actually turned down a couple of financial advisor jobs to start this. My background originally was as a CPA and an auditor. I worked big companies, 11 years, one of the big accounting firms, 4 years as a divisional controller, and ran a $300 million division. And then became this layoff success story when I got to be such a poor fit for that company at the time. Like, I switched bosses a couple times, three presidents in 4 years, and what they wanted me to do just didn't fit with my personality. It so felt like I was checking myself at the door that it just got to be rather unbearable. And so took a nice package, took off a year and a half, did volunteer work in Costa Rica for a month.
Oh, good for you.
Backpacked around India, just like really stuff to find myself and figure out, okay, it was maybe an early midlife crisis. Like, what's the purpose of my life?
Eat, pray, love. You were doing that whole thing?
I did. I basically lived that.
All
right. Exactly. Yeah. And then I was just interviewing with everybody, a lot of informational interviewing to get clear about what is it going to be, how do I do something different than what I was doing before, and started to talk to a lot of financial advisors, and particularly a few that then they said, oh, you should do what I do. And I said, oh, okay, well, tell me about it. So they were interested in me, yet I was a little skeptical with them because the investment advice isn't too exciting to me. And so I got far enough to think it through, but yet when I talked to people about money, it had me get crystal clear that I'm more of this financial therapist almost as people, you know, for people to be able to recognize that they need help both on the coaching side to really pull it out of them, to recognize that, okay, they may have these avoider or procrastinator tendencies or spending even, yet it doesn't make them a bad person.
Right.
You know, and to recognize that, okay, you know what, we can help them through that. We can coach them through it like you would have a coach for basketball or golf or soccer nowadays, right? But yet people rarely give themselves that opportunity when it comes to their finances. And I turned down the financial advisor jobs because I just felt like it was compensating me on the investment advice. And it was much more on the heart of the matter. It was much more bringing in 10 years of my personal development, 17 years of the accounting and finance to say, you know what, this is a niche that no one is helping. And there are women out there, there are couples out there. That's why I started. I save marriages because no one else is really able
to do
that.
So what are the typical problems that you see come through your door? Do you deal mostly with small business owners, or is it a lot of married couples? What typically do you see?
It's often about half and half in terms of personal finances and small business owners. I'd say 70%, 60-70% are a couple that has a small business owner in it because they're feeling it the strongest when there's so much uncertainty about their income. And often my job is about helping them maximize their income because oftentimes they don't know how to do it. What I find with small business owners is that they're technically skilled at something. So I have a video producer. My clients are all over the country. So I have a video producer. I'll have a kitchen designer, you name it, a landscaper, a contractor, all these different jobs. And they're very good at what they do. Yet when it comes to running a successful business around it, no one ever taught them. They have no idea.
Right.
So
well, a lot of people are very good ideas people, and they know their skill, but no, they're not business people.
Right.
Yeah.
So I help bring that business consultant side to the small business owner. So there was one person I just talked had helped with, and he just reported back. He said, I did it. I said, what did you do? And we had worked through with him how to raise his rates from $175 to $275 an hour. How to quantify and articulate the value proposition to his clients. And really, he had to get the chutzpah himself first to be able to ask for that. So then what he did was he raised it, and this year he's looking at making an extra $180,000 because of that $100 increase.
Wow, there you go. You are listening to the Money Matters Radio Network. We're talking with Belinda Fuchs. She is the president of Own Your Money. Check her out at ownyourmoney.com. We're going to be right back with Belinda right after the break.
Over the last 2 years, we have lived through some very dramatic economic times. If this has left you wondering and worrying about your retirement, you're not alone. I'm Eric Spent, financial advisor at Strategic Financial Partners. My team has over 30 years of experience helping people address a full range of financial issues, including how to make your money last throughout retirement. For a free consultation or an invitation to one of our client workshops, please call me at 781-788-4671. Don't waste another minute worrying about your financial future. Call Eric Spent at 781-788-4671.
Eric Spint is a registered representative of New England Securities. Securities and investment advisory services offered by NES, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Branch office 800 South Street, Suite 505, Waltham, Mass. 02453. Strategic Financial Partners is a separate entity of NES. Log on to MoneyMattersBoston.com to find a Money Matters Radio Network affiliate near you.
You want pain relief that's fast? You want pain relief that's strong? Then you want Advil Liquid Gels. They're faster and stronger on tough pain than Tylenol Rapid Release Gels. Advil Liquid Gels. They rush real liquid relief right to wherever you hurt, so you can forget about your pain and get back to your day. Advil Liquid Gels. Liquid fast. Advil strong.
Brands are trademarks of their respective owners. Use as directed.
Do you have questions or need help with your current or pending mortgage? Rob Gallagher of Ross Mortgage in Westboro has over 30 years of experience in the retail mortgage industry. Rob and the team at Ross Mortgage have proficient loan officers, processors, and underwriters waiting to assist you. Ross Mortgage is driven by excellence, respect, ethics, and teamwork. Contact Rob at Ross Mortgage by calling 877-811-5508 or visit them at RossMortgageCo.com.
Did you slack off last fall and were horrified when the snow melted away? Have you always wanted an outdoor space to enjoy, entertain, or just admire? Let H&S Landscape Solutions fix everything. From lawn care and weekly maintenance, hardscapes, and custom designs, H&S Landscape Solutions works with residential and commercial clients to help them realize the true potential of their outdoor property.
I love the way my patio turned out. I wouldn't call anybody but H&S Landscape Solutions when I need a job done right, not to mention at the right price.
Lawns, hardscapes, sprinkler systems, lighting, plantings, and unique custom designs and constructions are just some of the things we can do for your outdoor space. For a free consultation, visit hnslandscape.com or call 617-892-5644 and let us make your dream a reality. That's A-J-E-N-N-E-S-S landscape.com. Don't forget to jump on our early season specials. That's hnslandscape.com.
Keeping an eye on your wallet is what we do best. It's the Money Matters Radio Network. Send the Money Matters team instant feedback at MoneyMattersBoston.com or call in with your questions at 888-205-2263.
And we are back with more Money Matters Radio. Check us out on the web, moneymattersboston.com. Give us a call, toll-free, 888-205-2263. My name is Brian Joyce. I will be with you until 6 o'clock. And also with us until 6 o'clock, of course, is Belinda Fuchs. She is the president of Own Your Money. Check her out on the web, ownyourmoney.com. Belinda, did you enjoy your break?
I did.
Great. And now I saw you have a... a very pretty looking sun hat and a feathered boa and something that looks like a Hawaiian lei with you.
You're a prop financial advisor.
I figure
it's like, as we start to talk about, sometimes people take their money so seriously and they're just so scared of it that part of my job is lightening things up, right? When it comes to helping people deal with something that can be stressful, I want to help them get from the money stress to the money smarts, and part of it is learning how to let go of the stress.
Okay.
Figure it's Friday afternoon, holiday week.
It sure is.
Why not mix it up a little bit?
Yeah,
right?
All right.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So I have a hat for me, and I have a lei for you.
Oh,
there you go.
I got laid, folks. Hey.
I figured I would let him put
Who
that on.
Who thought that would have happened on the Money Matters Radio Network?
It doesn't really
All
fit
right.
over the...
I've got a white lei on. Belinda is trying
okay.
to put a hat on.
Well, yeah,
it looks like one of those mini pearl sorts of hats.
I'm going to go with a little
I like the feathered, yeah, the flowered
yeah.
boa. Nice.
Yeah. While
All
we're
right.
talking about this... The examples of really bringing more, putting more money in our pocket for summer vacation. Because
We want to talk about that. You can offer our listeners some advice. What are your top five tips for putting more money in your pocket for summer vacation? Now, during the break, I said I'm guessing blowing it all on beer and margaritas is not one of the things you would advise.
Right.
Okay. So what are your top five tips for saving
money?
Well,
I did add, I suppose, if you budget for some of that, then we can be okay.
Okay.
I think one of the keys that ends up happening with vacations is that people don't in advance think about what am I going to spend.
Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes it's that you're doing well all year, and then I just had one couple I talked to, and they said, well, we took this vacation and we just spent, and we never really looked at it. And sometimes there could be a time for that. The problem, though, is that she said, and it was over $5,000 and could have been close to $10,000. So all of a sudden, they're doing well all year, and then they just totally dump on this credit card debt burden at the end of the year without really thinking ahead.
Right.
So there's a couple of things that we can talk about today. One of them is going to be putting more cash in your pocket initially. So say, which is really all year long, but particularly right now, people have summer vacations on their mind, so let's help them with
sure.
that.
Sure, yeah.
And then maybe some things of what they can do for their summer vacation that might be a little bit more cost-effective.
All right, so let's get into it.
Thinking about it a little bit more.
What can they do to prepare for summer vacation?
Okay, so the first one is let's look at your major expenses. So oftentimes people are so falling into a scarcity mentality that they're like, oh, I can't have this coffee, and they're missing the fact that their mortgage may still be at 6%, and it doesn't have to be that way anymore. Now you can get rates of 4.5% to 5%.
Right.
And that kind of an impact can be several hundred dollars. I even helped a couple refinance and save $600 a month on
wow.
something like that. Right.
Yeah.
So it's about, you know, the first thing is going to be tracking where your money is going so you know what your major expenses are. But the mortgage is often a big one. Insurance is often a big one, too, to look at. Daycare is a big one to be thinking about. Okay, how many, you know, what are my options for daycare for my kids? And is an after-school program an option, maybe? Look at my nanny. Is that something that I really need as much anymore? And just to really put those major expenses on the on your radar screen to see. Vacation is another great example in travel, because people will come to me and they'll say, well, you know, we want to take more vacations. And I'm like, well, how many do you take now? And then you start to look at it, and they're like, okay, well, we go here at Christmas, and we go here in the summer, and then in between, we like to go skiing here and here. So basically, we just figured out that they're probably traveling like a quarter of their time, half their time, and they're feeling so scarce about it, though.
Well, it's tough because, you know, for a lot of married couples, say, are from different cities, different countries, different states, so, you know, they make two or three trips back home just to see parents once or twice a year. Then you couple that with Christmas, Thanksgiving, and you couple it with the vacation you want to take in the summertime. Yeah, and before you know it, you're blowing $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 just on trips.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's important to just recognize what that's going to look like. So oftentimes when I'll sit down with a couple, it's looking at what's their monthly cash flow look like, but then how do we start to map it out for them? You know, because when you don't do that, then you're often getting panicked in those months where it's higher, because the recent statistics will show that nearly 80% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, which basically means that they're getting in their paycheck, right? They're spending the whole thing out.
Right.
Well, what happens when all of a sudden one month you have an extra couple $1,000s? All of a sudden you're now hitting your charge card, and then that's partly how people get so comfortable with debt.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, it's about starting to sock it away. And so on the personal side, I talked about small business owners before. On the personal side, many of my clients are people who are quite successful in their day jobs, yet they've never helped themselves to be successful with money. So part of my job is finding $500 to $2,000 a month to $4,000 a month sometimes out of their monthly life without, though, having to sacrifice their lifestyle oftentimes.
And how do you do that? Do you literally just look at, say, the cable package and say, hey, you don't watch 700 channels. Why don't you downsize?
Right.
Is it that simple?
It can be that simple. So one of them is the major expenses. We started talking about that, right? First tip. Second tip is the recurring minor, which is what you're touching on with something like cable. So if you can save $60 in cable, I mean, oftentimes people can't even find all the channels on their remote control.
Oh, yeah.
Let alone watch
I'm that way. Yeah.
Right.
I've looked at my cable bill and I go, what the hell am I paying for?
$180?
You know, like National Geographic West. I don't even know what that is. I don't care.
So maybe after this show, you can email me at info@ownyourmoney and let me know what you do.
Yeah, let's plug the email address, info@ownyourmoney.com.
Thank you. And one of the things actually that I'm going to do for people who are listening, for the first five people who contact me, is to give them a 30-minute put more cash in your pocket call.
Okay.
Oftentimes people say, where do I start, or this is me. And I'd love it if you want to call in right now live on the show and ask us your question. Otherwise, though, you want
to the telephone number is 888-205-2263 if you want to give us a call.
Fantastic. Thank you. And otherwise, though, sometimes, you know, I recognize that it's a very personal, confidential thing for people. And oftentimes, if they are a couple, they may want both people on the line. So for the first five people that call our phone number, which is?
Your phone number, 617-268-0600.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. If you call the phone number in our office and you're one of the first five people, I'll give you this 30-minute consultation. Because I moved to help people to be able to take these summer trips that they need to, and oftentimes it's where do I start. So we talked about tip number two, which is the recurring minor. So it's the cable. The key thing, though, which you just touched on, is you may know that you need to do it. It's actually doing it.
Right.
I find that talk is cheap. Life is not.
Oh, yeah.
So it's recognizing that, you know what? Okay, I'm finally tired of going for broke. Because I'm getting it,
mm-hmm.
and it's not fun anymore,
mm-hmm.
right? And so then we say, okay, so what am I going to do about it? How do I stop coming up with my own excuses and instead just say, you know what? Right now, when I get – people may be driving home from work. They may be home now. Pull out that one item that you know has been on your list, in your head, that you were going to be doing and you just haven't done it yet, and just do it. Call the cable company. Sometimes phone service, like cell phone bills, are a big one.
Mm-hmm.
There are great unlimited plans that are out there. If you go to my site at ownyourmoney.com, you can sign up for my money tips. I send them out. There was one that I sent out. You can find it in some past articles where I did reviews of the different phone companies, and you can keep your same plan, and you can often get an unlimited plan now for $80 when you may be spending $120 or more for a timed plan.
Well,
but they don't call you to tell you that, right?
Right. And you're correct, too. One of the biggest enemies we have with this stuff is just procrastination. Because I've done this myself. I mean, I've been saying to myself for a couple months now, I should really try to cut back on the cable bill because I don't watch these channels. But, you know, you're going to call them up and you're going to get, you know, the computerized voice and I'm going to be on the phone and I don't even know. You try to read your bill. You don't even understand it. What are these? I can't understand the different cable packages.
Right.
And then before you know it, you just go, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. And right. 2 months later, you're still saying you'll do it tomorrow.
Right. So oftentimes what I'll do is literally pull out a calculator with people and have them start to see, okay, how much is that procrastination costing you? And it's shocking. So if I run...
You can put a number on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In terms
that
of,
would be shocking to a lot of people.
Right.
Yeah.
And literally, and I have a huge calculator. I'll pull it out a little bit.
The procrastinator calculator? Is that a special Texas Instruments model?
No,
TI
it's just...
procrastinator?
It's just when you're an accountant for as long as I am, you know, you keep these monster calculators handy because you're using it a lot. And... So let's see if I can grab it here. Okay, here you go. So, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's like the iPad of calculators. That thing is
it's
huge.
Almost as big as an iPad.
Nice.
So anyway, you pull it out and you say, okay, well, let's look at all the things that we need to be doing. And oftentimes, just in this initial consultation, we can start to literally find what some of these areas are. And the key part, though, is the inspiration to do it. I teach something called an idea system. I do a lot of speeches and workshops and stuff, too. And in this idea system, it helps you get into the cash zone and out of just your comfort zone, because people are just often comfortable not doing anything. Yet I think that they would rather be comfortable and unhappy than a little uncomfortable and truly happy.
Mm-hmm.
So you take your cable example, right? That could be $60 is what I see oftentimes when mm-hmm. you're in a package that's too high. I lowered my own. It was about that. And so you take that over just a one-year period, and you're talking $720, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, $720. And then you take that over a couple of years, and all of a sudden, 3 years, you're talking almost $2,200.
Right.
And you're like, you know, wow. And then if I look at 5 years, well, then, I mean, there's $3,500 that I could be using to put towards my child's college.
Mm-hmm.
No, but it's about understanding what's inspiration to you and then recognizing that by putting it off, you're jeopardizing that.
And it is very easy today, you know, we just blow this money on stuff that we don't even care about, and it doesn't even fulfill our lives.
Right.
You know, if you were to ask people, like, can you, you know, just again, the example of cable television, can you name every network that you have access to? No, I don't. I can't, and I don't.
I can name 10.
Right. You know?
I do. And
but it's easy to fall into that trap where, like you say, you're living paycheck to paycheck. You don't even question your expenses.
Right.
But you just keep doing it because, well, this is my life.
Right. And people get very resigned about it
mm-hmm.
and a bit resentful about it, too. Yet they just keep doing it because they don't think that they have a choice. And part of what I do at Own Your Money is giving them back that choice.
There you go. This is Money Matters Radio. We are talking with Belinda Fuchs. She is the president of Own Your Money. Check her out on the web, ownyourmoney.com. Send her an email, info@ownyourmoney.com.